So I guess the question of the day, or the question I've had now for, I don't, it seems like a long time, but maybe it's only a year, is I was starting to get the feeling that a lot of people felt indirectly that darolutamide had a better toxicity profile, even though there wasn't head-to-head data, and I don't know if there ever will be. But what's your take on it? If you had the choice, maybe you do, of these three agents, would you prefer one versus the other?
Yes. Based on my experience, I think darolutamide is better tolerated. Again, with all the caveats that you mentioned, that we don't have direct comparison. But if I can say it another way, have seen quite a number of men complaining from side effects from enzalutamide. I have much less experience with apalutamide, but with enzalutamide, all the symptoms I described to you, I saw that quite often. Now, with darolutamide, I've never seen that. And we did the two first phase 1 trials and then the two phase 3 trials, Aramis, and also the Arasens trial in metastatic disease. I mean, generally speaking, it seems to be really a very well-tolerated agent. Now, again, we always need to be cautious regarding those things when we don't have direct comparisons.
It's really interesting. You know, there's so many situations right now in general medical oncology where there are multiple agents available. There's four PARP inhibitors, three CDK inhibitors, six checkpoint inhibitors. And most of the time, the investigators are not that, you know, clear about it, but this situation seems a little bit different, at least right now.
I agree. Actually, I also have experience with a PARP inhibitor, and I agree with you. In my experience, they're very similar in terms of efficacy and in terms of side effects as well. Maybe a little less or more that, but, you know, nothing strong. But for AR antagonist, it truly seems that there is a difference between darolutamide and the two other agents.
Very interesting. So actually, it turns out your patient got darolutamide on the Aramis trial. What happened?
Well, he responded very nicely. His PSA fell down dramatically, and it was under control for, say, 18 months or so. And then it started rising again very, very slowly, but still with no detectable metastasis. So we actually decided to keep him on drug, and he was okay with that because, again, the pace of the PSA was not rapid, and he was also basically comfortable with his decision, also because the CT scan and the bone scan remained normal. I saw him some weeks or months ago now, and he's still doing very, very well. He's probably 78 now, something like that, still fit, still totally autonomous, enjoying life. And again, his imaging remained normal.